Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the East Anglian ZDL Radio Show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. East Anglian ZDL Radio Show, the official English Defence League radio station and the official voice of the EDL. And tonight we have our very own Kel, a.k.a. Who is she tonight?
Hey, Tim.
Well, I don't know if I should say this. Wyreton Willie.
Wyreton Willie.
Wyreton Willie.
In North America, every February, we have the gopher comes out, and if he sees his shadow, that means we get 6 more weeks of winter. And Wyerton Willie came out today, saw his shadow, went back into his little cubby hole.
Yes, you talked about it last year to me, didn't you, Kel? I remember you telling me before. Thank you. I had to laugh because when I see it, it looks funny when you see it, say it. When I say it, Wyerton Willie, it sounds a bit rude.
I'm not happy because he did see his shadow, which means we get 6 more weeks of winter, which in Canada translates to 3 more months.
I thought this was Punxsutawney Phil. Is this not the same one?
That's the one he's from. I believe that is the Boston gopher.
Oh, right.
I've got to say as well to you, Tim, good evening, Mr. Tim Burton, our very own Cat Strangler 101. Come
good
on,
evening, Jeff.
Who let the cats out?
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Hi, Tim.
Hiya, Kel.
Good to see
Hi,
you.
Jeff. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, you had me confused there because the only gopher I'd heard with this looking at his shadow and being 6 more weeks of bad weather, that was Punxsutawney Phil, and I didn't realise there was more than one.
Punxsutawney Phil is in the United States, and Wyerton Willie is here in Ontario.
Well, you learn something new every day. This is educational show, ladies and gentlemen.
It most certainly is.
So that's good.
I'd also, like, before I move on to discussing some of the things, I've just had a quick message from dear friend Ivan there, my ex-RO. He's not my RO, he stepped down yesterday, so it's very sad to see him go, but he's just informed us that we've just hit 1,000 likes on East Anglian's radio fan page. So I just give myself a little pat on the back there for everybody involved, everybody that supports the show and does their little bit to help the show go as so well as it does. There you go, guys. That's
that's wonderful.
Piece about that.
Great
well,
news,
little, isn't it?
I've got a little bit of news as well. It concerns the mendacious grievance-mongering taqiya artist Fiaz Magal, and I'm very pleased to report that the phrase mendacious grievance-mongering taqiya artist has actually entered the popular lexicon, and I've got a couple of articles here. I'm just going to post one for you to have a look at, and that's just my little claim to fame, my 15 minutes of fame. I've actually added a phrase to the general lexicon. So there you go. If you're short of an insult or two when you're having an argument with somebody, you can just say to them, you mendacious grievance-mongering taqiya artist, and you can shut that argument right down and nail it shut. So there you go. So a little something for you there. Never let it be said that I don't bring anything to the table.
Exactly.
Even if it is
I'm just saying hello to a few people in the chat room this evening. Let's just say a quick hello to everybody. Just see Reem Soldier stepped in. I'm just saying. we had... as I say, though, I did put something up there. This is how the papers reported. I did put what the Daily, I think it was the Daily Express or whatever it was that had reported on, and how biased they are towards the reporting on what really goes on at our demonstrations when there's ambushes going on with these little anti-fascist little thugs trying to attack lads and lassies as they're walking along, and all they want to do is report that there was trouble at an English Defence League's demonstration. It's typical, ladies and gentlemen. You know as well as I do, over the time we've been reporting when we have our demonstrations and the debriefing, what goes down, exactly what happens, the way that the media does not report it truthfully, the way that they spin things around and try to say it as though we caused problems and it was nothing to do. We was there to have our demonstration, to read a few speeches and then to go home. But there were certain people there that didn't want that. They wanted confrontation. And I think about four of them was arrested for what they did, you know, the way that they was attacking people. It's just totally disgraceful. David Cameron's foot soldiers, I would say, most of these little scumbags are. And it's great, isn't it, guys, when you, being a patriot, a love of your country, doing the right things for your country, you get treated that way by the media, by everybody else out there. But it does not stop us, and it does not deter us from doing what we do. So it doesn't matter how much they try to put us under pressure, the way that they try to attack us when we're on the roads. Because you know what, guys? One good thing we can do is look after ourselves and look after our own. Not like these little thugs that have to have groups of 20 of them before they decide to go and get stuck into maybe a lone English Defence League supporter, something like that. They're just a cowardly bunch of thugs, and it's got to be said, it's got to be said aloud of what these people really are all about. You know, one-to-one, these people would just wet themselves and burst into tears half the time. And I think most of us, you know, Tim, I think you would agree, most of them people wouldn't even go, you know, wouldn't even want to have a straightener with a person one-on-one. It's not the way that they do things, is it?
Oh, no.
I have to say that. I have to get it out there, Tim, because it makes me so angry the way that the media misreports the truth of what goes on at our demonstrations. There's a good thing having the radio shows we do. We report the way things really are. We don't bullshit no one like this lot does. Anyway, any thoughts, guys, for that statement
well,
I made there?
Only to say that there's quite a few articles that I was looking at today on this very subject about how the Muslim pack attack mentality seems to be on the increase. Now I'm just going to see if I can find you a link for this because it's something that it just seems to be getting reported an awful lot more. See if I can find one for you. Oh, just bloody typical, isn't it? I had a whole bunch of them in front of me 2 seconds ago. When you need them,
it happens.
Disappeared, didn't they? Well, anyway, the gist of it was that there were about half a dozen articles that reported over the course of a couple of days in various different parts of the country, ranging from Bradford, Wolverhampton, Bradford in the north, Wolverhampton in the Midlands, and down to, I think, Swindon in the south, where the pattern was the same. There were lone non-Muslims who were attacked by a Muslim gang of 3 or 4 or more people, and quite seriously hurt. And I'd say for no apparent reason, one was definitely a robbery, but the other one looked like they were just gratuitous violence. And it seems to be something that's on the increase. As you say, if they're one-on-one...
Well, it's racial. Let's call it what it is, Tim. It's racial violence. Because a lot of them, they attack people and call them white bastards and things like that. We've been known to hear these things being said. And what are you doing in our area? This is not your area. This is a Muslim area. How many times have we heard these things being said to the people, the victims of these horrific crimes, these violent crimes that have been put against them?
Yeah, here we are. I found the link. I'm just going to drop it in. It's from a site called Kafir Crusaders, who you might already know of this. But the there's a main story, which is a man who was robbed of a smartphone by a couple of quote Asians, and at the bottom of the article, there is a link to half a dozen other similar instances where individuals were attacked by 2, 3, or 4 cultural enrichers. So I shall just drop this into the chat room now. Here it goes.
Thank you.
Kaffir Crusaders. Yeah, it's on the increase. I'm sure we're seeing a lot more of this being reported now. I mean, I'm assuming that the fact we're seeing more of them reported means that there are more incidents, and it's not just that people are now stepping forward. I think it's more likely that there are actually more of these incidents as the population of Muslim grows. As we know from the link that I dropped in the other week from Dr. Peter Hammond, as you get an increasing number of Muslims in the population, the characteristics of those Muslims, their attitudes to the indigenous population change, and they become more aggressive, and they hunt in packs. I mean, that's one of the things
that
we see.
This is what we're seeing, aren't we, Tim, as you said. And I'd like to just, because we've got Frank, who was at the demonstration yesterday. Frank, he says in the chat room there, Tim, sorry to be pedantic.
Pedantic.
Tim, but it's not pedantic. That's great. Pedantic, Tim, but it's not getting more frequent at all. It's just getting more obvious.
I'll accept that. I haven't. It's like a lot of things some years ago, when the media was starting to talk about rape, especially date rape and things like that, that seemed to be something that wasn't widely reported until the media picked up on it, and then lots more people came forward. And I suppose it might be it's the same sort of phenomenon here. It's not so much that there's more of it happening, but it's becoming more obvious. I don't know. I would tend to think that because we've got an increase in Muslim population, that it is actually happening more. That would be my take on it. But I'm quite happy to sort of be corrected if anybody's got any relevant links or on the subject. I'm quite happy to refer to those. But it certainly seems to me that an increase in population, Muslim population, leads to a corresponding increase in violent attacks on the indigenous population.
And I would agree with you there, Tim, on that point. I was going to say, we have got Frank, who was there at the... we haven't got Tommy. This is he's not here at the moment in time, the co-host. But he might be a little bit busy or something. But I was wondering, Frank, if you'd like to call in, or maybe even Eric. I know you was there yesterday taking pictures and videos. If you'd like to call in with your own experiences of how things that you saw yesterday, of what the media tries to report it, let's get some people that was on the ground, people like yourself, Frank, people like Eric, and hopefully we see Tommy coming in. We just want to know, I know he'd only done about 2 minutes of his speech yesterday, because I know when I was talking to him last night about it, but it's just nice, as I say, on a Sunday, we always like to have a debriefing of how things went. As far as I'm concerned, the demonstration was successful, apart from, as I say, about, I think on a few times there was a few times where they had actually tried to ambush our lads and lasses as they was walking through the high street, and this is how they tried to report it and tried to cover it up. But I would like to hear maybe Frank call in, or even yourself, Eric. I haven't heard you for a while there, brother. So if you'd like to call in with your how things went as you was going along the route to the demonstration, I think our listeners would like to hear your points as well of how you saw things. It's only right, you know, we get the totally biased media reporting on the crap, right? So this is what it's good to have the radio show for, is so that we've got our people who's on the ground, who's been there, who knows exactly what went on, and it's nice to share their experiences with our listeners out there. So I think that would be great. So if you want to call in...
Frank is here right now, Jeff. Frank is here.
He's
on the line right now.
Oh, that is fantastic. I was just just still looking at people coming into the chat room. Right, so, hang about. There he is. Frank, you're there, bro. I'm just seeing Skill Sports, you're in that. And my apologies, bro. I was just still looking to see who's coming in the chat room as we was talking. So, Frank, your day from yesterday, brother. How you saw things yourself.
Pardon? What's my sound level like?
Welcome to the show this evening, brother. Welcome.
All right. Cheers. Yeah. No, I heard you. I was just listening on Skype anyway because it's better reception for me. But I heard you invite me, and I was waiting for Tom, actually. But anyway, yeah, I said I'd give you a report. Here it is. There's a woman, it's going to be a bit of a long one, because there's a woman in Addington I've just met through a friend of a friend.
It was the first time you took her yesterday, wasn't it, Frank? She wanted to come along with you, didn't she? That's right, mate.
Oh, you've got your spies out still, eh?
No, yeah, you told me. Frank, you told us.
Oh, did I win? Oh, yes.
You told us Friday that you're going to be taking this lady with you, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, carry on, Frank.
So, anyway, it's been a couple of days and I've been in all sorts of sorts. Anyway, she came along and she just took straight to it, introduced it to people. That was brilliant. And, she kept quiet and, you know, used her loaf. And we was wandering along among with everybody else. And she bought a T-shirt. She bought a hoodie. Oh, blimey.
Oh, bless
her. Straight into it. Yeah. As soon as she realised and met a few people and knew what was happening. And that man with the staff, official, that is a brilliant idea. I've never seen that before. It's brilliant. I hope that catches on. All it needs now is a hot tea and a hot dog and a tea stall, and we're set. Brilliant.
Go, Frank. Well, that can be arranged, can't it? That can be sorted out.
Yeah,
but your day as it went along, because you took your lady friend with you. So how did she enjoy it? She was enjoying it, yeah?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I'm trying to paint you a picture because it's all going to flow, if you let me be honest. You can knock me on the head if I start to wander too far. But it was brilliant. Anyway, the march started, and we got around, we got a couple of hundred yards into it, up a dual carriageway, left into the town centre. We got towards the town centre, and then the horses that were leading us turned round and stopped us, because one of the side streets, the nutcases had turned up. Already had worked themselves into hysteria. So they were trying to calm them down so we didn't get shouting bricks and bottles, which is fair enough. But there was a bit of a bad communications from the front of the demo to the back, because the coppers started pushing us forward. I was at the back with Jenny, and the coppers started pushing us forward. And we had nowhere to go because bloody police horses were still holding us back. And we nearly got pushed over. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
PC. Yeah. Anyway, PC number 1223 is about to get 3 complaints against him for doing that, shoving us over. He really was getting hysterical. Somebody had wound him up and taught him to... And led him to expect that we were a bunch of thugs, and he was, oh man, it was ridiculous. Anyway, he kept shoving. He knew, and as soon as he knew he wasn't going to get any bloody response, any violent lashback, he got braver. Anyway, he nearly shoved us over, and I got lost. We lost each other, and I thought, blimey, Jenny's first time. I said I'd look after her. Anyway, when they told me to move on, I told her, bugger off, I'm looking for someone. So anyway, that was all right. That worked out. We got to where it was. Everything was festive, you know. The music was playing. It was brilliant.
Mm.
And there was screams and hysterics from, you know, stage left, stage right. It was ridiculous. But I don't know what happened amongst them, and I don't suppose any of the EDL members know what happened amongst all that lot. But that's where the four arrests came from.
It reported that there'd been some altercations, and I think there was four of them at the end had been arrested. And I haven't heard anything from Tommy. When Tommy reported it, it was nothing, none of us lot, none of the EDL had their collars felt. It was all this other lot of little scumbags like. So
I can vouch for that, mate. I can vouch for that. I mean, firsthand, there was only about 300 and odd of us. There weren't too many. Yeah. It wasn't so many you couldn't keep an eye on. You couldn't
get
out.
Well, there was reports about 450 altogether. There was reports about 450. It's just the differing reports. But it did, what some of the pictures I saw, it was a very good turn up with our lads and lasses. I've got to admit, Frank, I was quite impressed.
Yeah, there was a few locals there. I tell you what, and it's not so much bragging, but I'm going to tell you what I did just to lift everybody. There was two young lads standing, you know, on the curb on the other side, looking at us, and the cop was between us and the two young lads, and they weren't doing anything, just watching. And I said, come on, lads, you're on the wrong side, come over here. And they did. And the cop sort of dropped the jaw and let them walk in. It was brilliant.
Yeah, what a local
and
lad. You know,
sort of
the thing about it is, as you said, we've always said this, Frank, ladies and gentlemen, we've always said that I always ask, like, Frank or Tommy, if the gauge, you know, sort of the local people, and it seems like we had a good response once again from the local people, didn't we, Frank, with what you're saying there?
Well, there was very little. I was having a talk to people. I know it sounds bloody pathetic and all that, but there was no doubt about it. These two people were of a different colour. Well, the four people, a girl and two young lads, were black, very African black. But they were speaking decent. They were speaking in a local accent, and they were genuinely asking, and we were genuinely talking. Now, I can understand them not wanting to come in and chip in with us, but I know for a fact they won't be throwing bricks with the other mob anymore. So that'll do,
wouldn't
it?
Well, as I say, I always like to, you know, when we have a follow-up from the demo the following day, that's what I always like to find out, how the locals, you know, did they appreciate us being there? Did we, you know, was they glad to see us? You know, it's always nice to, you know, that we can let our listeners know
Well,
the local people are.
Well, for Slough, that's a bit ambitious. I reckon if we went back to Exeter, we'd get a much warmer reception. But Slough, that is a bit too ambitious for them to start opening their arms, because when we're gone, they've got to still live with the bloody consequences.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, Frank, okay, you've got the local people there are not happy about the way things are. The English Defence League went there because of that reason, because the locals, were fed up a bit, and they wanted the EDL. That is the reason why we turned up there, wasn't it, Frank? That's the whole reason behind it. We go there for the people.
The thing is, no matter where we go, the local branch invite us. They say, help,
that's
we're getting swamped, come and give us a hand. That's all. We ain't going around poking out our nose in anybody else's business. This is
that point very clear to the listeners out there, that we've always invited to go. There's a place that the divisions are really upset about some things that's going on, and of course it's normally brought together right now. We need to go there. This needs our presence there, and it's exactly like with Slough. It might not be the total response like we've been to other places, places like Chelmsford, where you see people hanging out the windows. It might be a slightly lukewarm response, but you still had the local people that we invite us there in the first place. That is the case, isn't it, Frank?
Well, yeah, I mean, the best you can hope for is people to just come to have a look. They haven't made their minds up, but they know there's something not right, and they want to come and have a look at us, see if we're going about it the right way. And if we're calm and adamant and express ourselves a lot more explicitly than I'm managing to do this evening, but I've been down the club. Just take it civilised. Just treat each other decently, and the message you get across. I mean, we don't know anything about the law, but the English common law we could understand instinctively because it was evolved by our ancestors beating each other to a standstill and saying, yeah, this is the way we're going about it. I've had enough of this lot. Let's go about it this way. And everybody beat each other to a standstill and agreed that's the only bloody way to go. And now we've just forgot that. And there's a few snidey people, have seen a nice easy shortcut, this is like shooting fish in a barrel. This is easy. What a bunch of mugs. Well, we're going to have to let them know. We're not mugs. And we are tolerant. Look how much we put up with. Look at the state we're in now. Look at the bloody upset we're going to have to frigging cause if you don't twig on soon. Anyway, that's what happened to me.
But once again, I'd just like to finish off with saying, so the lady that you took, is she wanting to go back to more demonstrations, Frank?
She's in it, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a big, she used to be a biker. She was looking forward to seeing the bikers, but I don't know if they showed up or came somewhere else, but I didn't see them this time. But she used to be a biker, and she's got a 12-inch steel pin in her leg. And it was bitterly cold Saturday, and that was playing her up, but she never complained. And all she said
I've just noticed that, Frank, just something that Kath was saying, our very own Kath who's in the chat room, she said, the online newspaper from Slough told people to stay home. There could be violence. There could be violence erupting or something rather. This is what Kath said there. But the problems that we've always had, that the papers, the online papers and things like that just try to stir things up, to make things not quite as they seem. And as I say, apart from a few skirmishes here and there played from the other side, little soap dodgers, which is a typical thing with them. Would you say that it was job done, mission completed for Islam? Would you say you feel that way, Frank?
Well, it's another notch. It's another notch up. I'm just reading here, Paul Alexandra. He says, I have to confess, I found the flag burning quite farcical. Played right into the hands of the opposition, and the foul language didn't win hearts and minds either. Well, Paul, I'm sorry, mate, but it's too late for us to be delicate. I mean, we can't just prissy around this like nuns picking up shit with an hat pin. We say it the way it is. I mean, leave it to the gentry to mince their way out of this if they wish, but there is no. There's no compromise, and manners, I mean, you can't not offend them because they're professional offence takers. They do it for a living. You can't not offend them. So you might as well not constrain yourself with any silly little ideas of etiquette. Just explain it as clearly.
And also, just because I know Eric was there as well, Eric Kyle. I don't know if you met up with Eric, but he was saying, like what Frank said, I thought the police was a bit heavy-handed. I got whacked a couple of times with the riot shield. So that's what Eric's saying as well. Eric says, I loved the burning of the black jihad flag. And I would have enjoyed watching that as well, Eric. So I would agree. Paul, you might think, I can see that you've got a point there, but at the same time, you see what happens with our poppies. You see what they've done before with our flags. And now and again, if we burn one of their black jihadist flags, and there might be a bit of verbal, a bit of abuse, but what do you expect? You know, it's going to happen. You know, it's just we're not no, as I've said before, we're not no shrinking violets. I know when I said that before, I had Tim and Kel roar me with laughter. He's laughing again, ain't you, Tim?
Well, yeah, I remember that.
What you like.
So, and
what you like.
Says, EDL burnt the black flag. Oh, okay. <She's> going... Would you agree with that?
Yeah,
Tim,
I don't
Kel?
Recommend...
Would you agree with the black burning the black flag?
I don't recommend doing
just
it
ask
again,
Kel, how do you Sorry. Feel about that, the burning the black flag, Kel?
I have a bit... I personally, me, I don't care. Burn all the black flags. Go for it. Have a bonfire. Knock yourselves out. But a lot of people don't understand the optics. They don't understand the symbolism. But I personally, I have no problem with it. Burn away, baby.
No,
burn away.
Would you like to explain a little bit to some of our listeners out there, Kel? Maybe they might not be too sure. When we say about burning the black flag of Islam, maybe you just like to just, or you, Tim, you can underline it, exactly what that represents.
Which
okay,
the,
who are you asking?
Kel, you can handle that one, Kel.
Well, the black flag is the flag of Hezbollah, and that is a Palestinian organization. And it's they use these black flags to more or less throw their weight around. The flag of Hezbollah, it's sometimes found in different colors, though. I mean, like, it's usually composed of the green logo, but they also have the black flag as well. And it is an Islamic movement. And so when the EDL burns the black flag, I have no problem with that because Hamas and Hezbollah out of the Middle East, out of the Palestine, I call them the Palestinians in particular, is something that we do
yes,
not, we don't want those movements here in Europe or in North America.
I've just, okay, well, I've got something for me from Eric that he was just going to mention. He said, Kel, I got Tommy's speech on vids for you, but me batteries run out halfway through and had to change batteries over, so I missed a bit, but not much. So there you go. Eric Kyle's got some of the video that Tommy's speech yesterday. Okay, Kel?
I know. Thank you, Eric.
Cheers, Eric. Yeah, I'm going to find that one and all.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah,
well,
about
well
about
done,
burning the flags. The thing is, with burning the flags, it doesn't mean much. It doesn't make the country go away. But it was just, as I said, you can only communicate with people on the same level as they communicate. And we know exactly what they mean when they burn poppies and the American flag and all this and images. We know exactly what they mean. So we're just expressing the same sentiment back to them in their own language. That's all. There's no need for anybody else to get upset about it.
Oh, exactly, Frank. And
no one should be upset
flag.
About burning the black flags. No one
the
should.
The black flag is it's an Islamic flag, and it symbolizes Islamic rule. And so when
it's
you see a black
rule.
Flag
exactly. That's
in the
about,
West.
Ladies and gentlemen, if they want to fly the black flag, and that means that they have total charge of our country. That's what they want to do in our countries. That is why... A lot of people find it totally distasteful because that will never happen. People like ourselves will not ever let that happen. There will never be a black flag flying over Buckingham Palace, over Downing Street or anywhere as far as we're concerned. And these Muslims, they can have their dreams. They can have their dreams of utopia with the flags flying and this country being Islamised, not on our watch. Guys, not on our watch. It's never going to happen. It's just a pipe dream for them. Your views, Tim? Oh, I forgot to tell me.
Funnily enough, I'm actually in two minds about this because I think that the act of burning a flag really brings us down to their level, and I personally think we we would be better stepping away from that sort of course of action. Now, there's a lot of people out there who I'm sure would disagree with me, but one of the things we should be doing is demonstrating to everybody that we are far more civilized. And one of the great things about when we call ourselves civilized, we do a lot of things differently. And one of the things we tend not to do is to go around making melodramatic statements like burning flags or burning, I don't know, effigies of Muhammad or something like that. We don't do that. We've got better ways of combating, of showing our displeasure. That's my view. I mean, all right, if I'm displeased about something, as you know, I go away and I write an essay about it. Okay, well, that's probably the other side of the spectrum. I mean, there's a lot of people who make their anger known and their displeasure known in different ways. But I just can't help feeling that burning a flag for us to do it doesn't actually add or bring anything to the table, really. I like to think that the EDL as a protest movement have got a lot to say, and I think going out on the street and explaining to people who might come up to them during the course of the march, like Frank was explaining, and saying we're doing this because we disagree with this or this, I think that's an excellent course of action. But I think if we descend to burning flags, it takes away an awful lot of the good things that we do. And that's my personal view on it.
I don't disagree with you at all, honestly. It's just, when you're talking to a brick wall, you've got to talk brick, haven't you? That's all. I mean, anybody else, I mean, I'd like to, there's a little debate going on the chat room between myself and Paul Alexander. And he says, burn the flag by all means, but continue with yobbish behaviour, and you're letting you alienate, oh, it keeps flicking back, sorry, I'll be with you in a sec. And you're laying the NA, oh, I missed it. It's all disappeared off the chat room now. But the thing is, it was like I say, you know, you're just letting them know that we know what you're on about. We can on your wavelength, but we're not going to stoop to your level. That's it. There's no. But we don't. You're assuming we had with yobbish behaviour. We didn't. It's not true. If bad language was exclusive to the EDL, then you wouldn't have so much of it on the telly, would you?
Sorry to butt in, Frank. I was just going to say, I noticed in the chat room, Kel's just said that what other things could we do? Are we going to sit down and talk to them about the evils of Islam over tea? Well, no, we're not. The thing about the thing. Well, I'm not. But the thing about the people who have the Muslim mindset is they are not going to be persuaded by rational argument, and if you burn a flag in front of them, it doesn't do anything except get them more upset and off they go and cause more damage.
I do not believe that at all. I think it gives them a message: you push, we'll go as far as you want. We're slow to bloody rile, but we're quick to
just come to the boil.
No,
I know what you're saying. I think Tim and Frank's got good valid points there. But of course, as you know, sometimes if you keep saying, as Kel says, you're not going to sit around and have a cup of tea with these people. You can't. Sometimes you've got to have the same bit of a shock thing to them. That if you burn our poppies, you do this, you do that, then expect that you're going to see some of your flags being burnt. And I know a lot of people think it might not be the way to approach you. It might just be a shock value yesterday, what happened, because I only heard about that today. But then again, everybody's got their own views of things, and maybe sometimes it's a way that maybe you can show the symptom to these people. That's it. If you do that to our poppies and things like that, we should expect that we're going to do the same back. we got black flags of yours, we would do it. But, you know, I'm not saying that people should go out and do that all the time, and there is varying views of it, and I can see Paul Alexander's point very well there as well, the same as I can see Frank's, the same as Tim's. We've all got varied, you know, views of this issue, this topic that we're talking about tonight. But as I say, it's happened. It's you know, that probably won't happen again. We don't know the way that we look at this the demonstration from yesterday and what we're doing for the future ones and so on. So it's just like, okay, the black flag. I've got to admit, I don't care myself. I'm not Kel. I don't care. I don't care about burning the black flag.
I see that we've got a comment in the chat room from Cerebella, which is take away the benefits. Now, I personally think that we should, if we're going to do anything at all that's going to be a reasonable response, it should actually show them that we mean business, okay? It's just the concept of burning a flag, I don't think really achieves a great deal apart from getting them upset. It doesn't bring us any closer to a resolution of the problem that's currently facing us. Now, Cerebella said take away their benefits. Now, if we actually had a government in place that could take some concrete steps, and one of the first things they did was to say, well, given your current levels of criminal and antisocial behaviour, we are going to take some concrete steps to making this land an unpleasant place for you to live in. Okay, taking away the benefits is all right. It's a bit of a sledgehammer in some ways, in that it strikes everybody, both the deserving and non-deserving, when you take away benefits from a complete group. But nevertheless, I think that action from a government that was determined to reclaim our country from the encroachment of Islam, if we took practical steps like that, that would be far more effective than say, going out and burning a flag. When I said that I personally prefer to sort of sit down, think the issues through, and I may be quite an essay, I didn't mean that should be the total response to Muslim aggression and criminal behaviour and antisocial behaviour that we've seen escalating over the past 10 or 15 years. What I meant was that although I might do that personally, what we need is a government that will take concrete steps. How we might get there from here, of course, is another matter altogether. But I'm only not in favour of burning flags because I don't think it achieves a great deal and it drags us down to their level. But I would certainly be in favour of doing of taking a whole bunch of steps, very similar to the list of steps that I published in the chat room over the past few weeks that was generated by the American Freedom Defense Initiative in conjunction with Stop the Islamization of Nations. I'll find that link and drop it in there again.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about practical things that would make the country far less attractive to Muslims. I think burning flags, it's a bit like poking a stick into a wasp's nest. It might be very gratifying and you get lots of wasps buzzing around and you think, oh, that's great. But then they start stinging.
My dear chap, if you didn't have lots and lots of wasps buzzing around, all those wonderful people up in Whitehall and in the establishment wouldn't have their picnic disturbed, would they?
Oh, well.
If it's okay, Tim, I'd like to make a comment that what Eric's saying from the what he viewed from yesterday. He said, guys, the police really did a poor job yesterday. Of course, they let the UAF get in the front of our march. Then they pushed them up a side street so we could walk past them. So, yeah, I'd like to say, you know, make that mention because as Eric was on, he got whacked a few times. As he said, ladies and gentlemen, one of our very own, Eric, he got a bit of a clip around the ear a few times on the back of the head with a shield. And that's what he's saying. It seemed like they pushed them all up this side street so that when we the EDL marched through. They was all this side street, and now I think this is where some of the altercations might have taken place. Is that right, Frank? Would you say that's about the right view of it?
I'll tell you what, I don't think the police are incompetent, actually. I think they done it, it went exactly the way they wanted it. That's what I reckon. And it always does. I mean, you've got to have the BBC on your side, haven't you? Otherwise you can't make all these millions of pounds out of these reality TV programs they have. You've got to have the BBC on your side.
Also, Eric said,
you've got to organise a bit of a ruckus for them so that they can get something to photograph. Nobody wants to see everybody smiling and waving, do they?
No, that's right.
So you've got to organise it.
Following on from what we just said then, Frank, Eric's saying that's when they started throwing things at us, Jeff. So this is when they was down that side street that the police had pushed them there. That's when they started launching objects towards fireworks, etc., towards our members. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened. And you could see, even I could see it. And I'm not up in the helicopter, mate. I'm just remembering. Oh, here we go again.
Just to let you know, Jeff, that Tommy is joining us right now.
Fantastic. Tommy.
Hello.
Welcome back home. Welcome back to the studio. We were just doing a little debriefing of yesterday, and we were just sharing Frank's experience yesterday. Eric was sharing some of his in the chat room with us. But of course, you was on the front ranks, wasn't you?
Frank. Yeah, I was walking with Frank and walking past the marsh drop and he goes to me, oh, there's another page of the Quran.
I heard that you, Tommy, we was talking yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to Tommy yesterday and he told me that he'd, during an altercation, Tommy, you got hit a couple of times, didn't you, Tommy? Is that right? Am I right to say that?
Yeah. First time when UAF kicked off at us, when our Frankel team was walking literally past and was literally about 10 yards away, weren't they, Frankie, for that? Maybe a bit closer.
Yeah.
They charged in. Oh, God, scarf right up to his eyes, right down, grabbed hold of my collar, and I won't go into too much detail, but I exercised my right to self-defence. He was soon on that floor.
Well, you've got to stick an headbutt on him, haven't
you, Tommy?
You've got to do it. Someone grabs you like that violently, then you're protecting your own interest, aren't you, mate?
I'll tell you something, Tom, mate. Tom, I'd like you to go in goal for England, because whatever's coming, you catch it, don't you,
Oh, God, I always and then this conversation, well, he didn't hit me on purpose. He caught me by accident, which is why I told you on the phone, Jeff, that he caught me on the left-hand side of my head, but he did apologise, bless him. He said, oh, sorry, mate, sorry. I mean, don't worry about it. This is the first cop in 4 years to apologise for it,
Well, there you go, Tommy. It just goes to show you that some of them have got some common decency that they really should have done that, and they apologise. And that is good to see that is the situation. But, Tommy, as I say, I was waiting for you to come in. Now, I know you've probably been a little bit busy. I was going to say, Tom, before you do your bit of debriefing for this evening, I was going to say, because I'm going to have to take a quick break before, you know, to call in as I normally do, but I was wondering, Kel, would we have a little bit of music that we could play just while I recall in, and then Tommy can have we can do his debriefing from yesterday as well, yeah?
Yeah, what I was thinking is that why don't we play EDL Tomorrow Today by Martin Hive?
I think that's... She's good, isn't she, guys?
Brilliant.
She's awesome. That sounds brilliant, Kel. It gives me a little time to just, you know, get myself sorted out and call back in. And then, Tommy, if you don't mind, mate, maybe we can have a little bit of a discussion. How your speech went yesterday. I know Eric he's got some of it, but his batteries went a bit flat on it. But he's got a lot of it in.
Before we go into break, guys, Glenn Saffer, you bugger, he came up to me and went, Tommy, get up on that stage, and I went, I want to speak about something different. I went, what, just speak about something else? I've got nothing planned. All right, we've got a new speaker coming up. I ain't got no planned.
Yeah, you got
Shanghai.
You did.
Hey, but I think I did all right with that one arm, Frank. I think I winged it pretty
bloody
well.
You did, mate. You did.
Well, as I say, Tommy, if it's okay with you, mate, and I know you're raring to go, and all our listeners are really waiting to hear what you had to say from yesterday, because, Frank, that was a great debriefing yesterday, and also Eric was adding to it in the chat. Thank you so much, guys. And we'll be back after this. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Kel, and we'll be straight back after this. So with that, over to you, Kel.
You bet. And we'll see everybody back here in 3 minutes.
Over 70 years ago, an evil supremacist ideology spread across the whole of Europe, bringing with it death and destruction. The towns and cities of Britain and Europe burned, and millions of people died in the fight to make Europe a peaceful and tolerant place. But because of the mistakes made by our politicians, our tolerance is now being used against us by a new invading army. An army that, with the help of Britain's weak, greedy and stupid government, is now gaining ground in this country, because of the inability to deal with this threat by politicians from all three main political parties. This evil ideology is now creeping across this country, and it must be taught that, unlike our politicians, the people of Britain will never surrender. During the Cold War years, the British people faced complete and utter destruction, the death of every man, woman and child in this country, and we still said no to evil. We will never surrender to an ideology that tells its followers to slay the infidels wherever you find them and take them captive. Kill any infidels who fall under your power, and fight with the infidels until there are no more. Our enemies think they know the British people, but they don't. They only know the greed, lies and stupidity of our politicians. Read the history of the British people and you will know who we are. Because these men are our fathers, our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers. And all throughout our history, millions of them have stood up to defend this country against evil. Our country, our culture, and our families are our religion. And although we may be governed by cowards and fools today, tomorrow will be different. And together, with your help, we can make tomorrow today.
Thank you very much for that, Kel. Oh, I'm online. Hang on. What did I say? Oh, yes, I'm back. I thought I was muted for a second there. thanks for that, Kel. As I say, we was going to discuss with Tommy of his experience yesterday. So, Tommy, with that, I'll pass the mic over to you. Because I know you've got a lot of listeners out there was waiting to hear what you had to say. Frank, you've done an absolutely superb job. It was so interesting what you said about yesterday. And, of course, the new lady member who's she's right into it now. I'm glad she had a good time yesterday as well. So, with that, I'll pass it back to you, Tom.
Okay, guys, well, After a Friday night, I went straight to Grimsby, as I normally do, went straight from work. And basically, we sat around and had some tea, and we thought to saying to ourselves, we're not going to sleep tonight, are we? So we said, oh, well, what we'll do is we'll put Mrs. Brown's boys on, we'll have a couple of beers. And we thought, oh, fair enough then. So about 3 hours of watching Mrs. Brown's boys, we got half past 11. And then we said, oh,
I love that.
We said to ourselves, oh, nothing's going to happen. Right, we'll go out for a bit then. So we went to a pub. Pub turned into karaoke. Karaoke turned into a nightclub. And then it turned into, Tommy, what time is it? It's 4:45. Oh, God, we got to get back. We're only going to get about an hour and a half sleep. So we got back. I didn't even get that. I think I had about 10 minutes and I was up again.
Oh, my God.
I was up. Do you know what? I didn't even feel tired at all. Went to Rotherham about 6:30, I think it was. Yeah, about 6:30. We got there for about, just gone 7:45, left there. Got on the coach at 8:30 and we got down to Slough about 12:30. And as we drove past, we saw some of the left-wing scumbags literally around the corner from the meeting point, just standing there with their faces all covered up. So she was banging on the windows, "You scumbags!" And pulled around the corner, got off the bus, started getting the flags out. So I went right up to one of them. And one of them called me out by name, which was nice of them.
Oh, I knew you then, Tom.
Yeah, so I waved at my flag and he goes, "Oh, Tom English, put your flag down now." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Set your flag down now. I'm going to beat you up so fast your feet won't even touch the ground and all that." So I said, "All right."
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so one word from the coppers to me, the fact that you're a direct homophobic threat of violence towards me, you'll be out of this demo faster than you can say Margaret Hamilton.
I love it, Tom.
Yeah.
And that was it. Police just moved in and all that. And I think they knew who was going to start the trouble. But then this copper said to me, "Is he calling me any trouble, Tommy?" I'm like, "God, how do you know my name? It's on your hoodie." "All right."
But I thought I was really good on your hoodie. Pretty good, Tom.
But yeah, it was a beautiful day. I mean, it started off quite cold. About 10 minutes before we started March, it got really warm. We had some drums to lead us, which was good.
Yeah.
Nice little beat going, wasn't it, Frank?
It was.
Yeah, so we marched down the road, down the corner, and then we have to stop. Why? Because the UAF are in front of the road, fighting the police for refusing to move. So we stood there.
Oh, they were fighting the police, was they, Tom? They was fighting with the police.
Yep, they was. As usual.
So do you think that could be the time that they said there was arrest? So do you think that could be the time
Yeah, I mean the police were good with us. They said, "Just stay here, because we're gonna shift them. And they did. I mean, you could see the police. I mean, you got to take your hats off to the police, didn't you, folks? You could actually see them trying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they were really
trying.
The
thing is, though, mate, Tom, just a little second. Just give everybody. You know what I'm getting at. Give everybody a chance to ponder. If that had been the EDL kicking off like that, how long would it have been lasted? Would have been laid out in 2 seconds flat.
We know that. That's the reason why that when we go demonstrations, we got to put on show people that we're not what all the media pretends that we are. That we can be constrained, and it's only push come to shove when someone's actually physically attacking you that you will defend yourself. Am I right or am I wrong, guys?
Even the most cynical person listening now, I'll put it to you in those terms. Doesn't matter if we're good boys, civilized boys, or whatever we are, and good boys and girls, by the way, and angels. Doesn't matter how we behave. Yeah, it's just, bloody lost me thread now, but doesn't matter if we're good or bad, but if we behave the way the UAF behave, we know it won't last 2 seconds. We're going to get flattened and banged out. End of story, no arguments. So
and that's not exactly what we want to do,
stupid.
Is it, Frank? And Tom, we don't want
stupid.
That. We want to do a demonstration that we are, you know, that we're constrained. We're not going to be taken in by all this crap. And that's what we're there to do, a demonstration. And the police facilitates us. And that's what they did yesterday. People saying, okay, it got a bit rough. Some parts.
One day, you know.
But then again,
you know,
Tom,
my little dream.
You haven't finished your bit, though.
Just a minute, mate. I've just got this little dream. I've got to share it with you. I've just got this little image. My best demo I could imagine. The speeches and everything as per, but the march itself silent. There is nothing more intimidating or comforting. All depends what mood you're in and whose side you're on, but there is nothing more intimidating to the enemy than facing silence. And there's nothing more encouraging to your friends you don't even know to see that determined silence.
Well, I quite like that train of thought there, Frank. I suppose it's to get everybody on the same mindset to do that, as you know.
Well, I reckon if they all got on this radio show, I reckon they would get in that mindset and see the sense of it almost immediately.
I think it's a great point there. But I was going to say, Tommy, you were going through that you'd arrived in the town, right, and you was walking through. So, Tommy, would you like to continue with your next part of...
When the lefties were directly in front of us, you could see police trying to get rid of him. I was right at the front, so I said to this copter, hey, mate, send you guys down, we'll go sort it out for you. And he goes, oh, no, because we know how you'll start about it. I went, yeah, you know, brute force. You know, that caused a breach of the peace, so, you know, you've got to fight fire with these guys. And then he said, oh, so I said, look at them, look at them.
Citizen's arrest, isn't it, Tom? That's what you said. This is where we could do citizen's arrest.
Yes, so I said to this cop, but look at them. You can see them not attacking police officers who get the batons on them. God, they're getting dealt with now, and these riot squads just went straight in, just went straight through them, and that was it. They were soon legging it, weren't they? And they said, okay, come on, let's keep going. And then we was walking past down the high street, and they were diving on the left-hand side of us, and about a 20-minute standoff, wasn't that, Frank, eh? Literally.
Congregated down a corner street somewhere.
That's when it all got...
Was
it hand-to-hand combat, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, one of them threw a smoke bomb, but the wind caught it and blew it back into them. The fella just lobbed it and the wind caught it and blew it back in.
But I've got to say this now, ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing is not English Defence League, any of our members throwing fireworks at the opposition. It is, as we normally do, fine, from the opposition throwing objects towards us.
Yeah.
So I'd like to make that very plain out there that is the case.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
What happened, guys, when they started chucking donuts at us? And I was caught on a Saturday eating they were chucking jelly donuts at us, and the next minute one of them just landed right on my hand, had my hand out, but I saw the fella lob it and I just started eating and went, oh, thanks, mate, I'm feeling a bit better.
I would have bet from one of them people, Tom.
I took a bite out of it just to wind him up, and that set him off. I was just soon spitting out. I bet he's put something in it. I thought, Jesus.
Oh, man.
I didn't want to
call it an inoculation. Call it an inoculation, Tom.
Tommy, there was that standoff there, so you'd say that it become quite... What can we say? Confrontational, we know that, but was there actually a hand-to-hand combat sort of a situation arise?
Yeah, that was it. It was literally them pulling us into their demo and EDL pulling them into our demo. That's how close it was. But then the police just pulled them out of our demo, formed a ring around us, riot squads went in on them.
Oh, well, that was... So everything was sorted. What did you say? What was over and done with, say, in 10 minutes or so, Tom?
Well, I won't even say it was over in, like, a couple of seconds when the riot squads went in, because, I mean, as soon as they went in, cracking skulls on the UAS side, and they're saying, come on, guys, come on now, nothing more to see now. So I thought, oh, that's such a police officer thing to say, isn't it?
Let's move the story along a bit, Tommy. So there was a slight altercation there, right? So now you've moved down, and of course you're coming up to the place where you're doing the where you're doing the main speeches and that, yeah? Or is you still on the way?
I mean, it was a good little place. I mean, it was quite sheltered, so it was sheltered from the wind, so that was good. We had people in the shopping centre looking down and taking pictures and waving, showing their support.
That's what I was saying to Frank. How did you yourself gauge the local people's response, Tom, and yourself? You know, I asked Frank, and I'm asking you now, how did you think the local residents, the local people took to seeing us on the streets?
Well, Frank, did you see that family who I looked that side to say, welcome to Slough EDL? As we set off, there was like a group of people saying, welcome to Slough.
Oh, no, I missed that. I was at the back.
It's on the left hand side.
Yeah, Frank was at the back, Tom. That was the trouble. Frank was at the back.
See, I was with somebody. Well, you met Jenny, didn't you? I was with her.
It was the first time.
I was at the back. And, I was at the back, so I missed it like that. I should imagine those people got run out of town by the yobos before the cops got there to protect him.
I think it was our locals in EDL, to be honest, who were matching with us.
I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't inside with us at the time when that other lot struck, they'd have had to scatter, wouldn't they? They'd maybe come back another time, but it's going to put them off, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, as we continued walking to the actual demo point itself, once again the little scruff bags were directly in front of us again. So I thought, I won't forgive myself if I don't, you know, get myself weighed in again. And who did I see? Who did I see right at the front of the UAF demonstration but Wayman Bennett himself? I thought,
Tommy, tell the listeners exactly how this confrontation went with you and the foamer. Let's call him the foamer.
I could smell his breath, and I was like, you get off your streets, you fascist. So I thought, well, bloody hell. Waving his little sign that unite against fascism and all that. So I thought, oh, you absolute... Right, I'm going to swear on the show, but then I was that close to him, guys. I just grabbed hold of his sign and just set the bloody thing on fire in front of him.
You set it on fire, Tom?
I did, and I said to him, yeah, burn, baby, burn. I said, do you want it back? Police started to move them off again, and I went, wait a minute, one more thing, unblock me off your Twitter. Well, I tell you something, guys, he said to me that, you're going to die, we got your number and all that. So I'm like, yeah, you got my number, I've got yours.
What did he say then?
Oh, that was just it. He just basically phoned something else at me. So I went, sorry, can't hear you. I don't have no platform for fascists. I thought, right, got to go do my speech. Oh, big smile on my face when I did that. I thought, yes, for the first time since Bolton. Last time I saw him, it was actually Bolton 2010. I said to myself, one day I will see him again. And it was best way to start the year off for me.
Well, I've got to admit, and I don't know what our listeners think about that. You actually, that flag that he was waving in front of you, you pulled the flag bit off and set it alight. I mean, I don't know what our listeners think of that. Maybe if you'd like to call in, maybe you either agree with Tommy doing that or disagree, or maybe total different views. Please call in on the show. And if you're a Skype user, and you're a Blog Talk Radio user. If you left click on the yes, that's Skype, and follow the prompts. When it says, do you want to speak to the host or do you want to listen to the show, you'll press 1 on your device. But if you're not, and you're outside, you haven't on another device, and you're outside the USA, the number to call in is 001-858-777-5934. 001-858-777-5934. If anybody was on the demonstration yesterday and was with their great friends here on the who was at the demo yesterday, maybe you'd like to call in with your own views of how you think things went yourself. It's always great to listen to people calling in, and this is our night. That we love to have a debriefing, don't we, guys? This is what we love to do, and it gives all our listeners, because a lot of the listeners, they only hear about us when we do demonstrations, Tom. They don't, you know, they don't hear the debriefing, you know, of exactly how things built up and how, you know, the police was, this, that and the other, and how the speeches went and whatever. So they don't always get a chance to hear that, because we know the media doesn't really want to cover what we do. But we do. That's the great thing about the radio show, is we will continue to do that. This is what we're here for. So with that, Tom, and would you like to carry on with...
we'll do, mate. No problem. So basically, we had the most beautiful memorial service for Alan Pearce. Bloody, I was crying.
Oh, yes, Alan, yeah.
I was in tears. Jesus. I had his song playing.
A true
everything.
Patriot, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you'd like to explain to the listeners out there a little bit about Alan Pearce, who was a true blue patriot.
Last time I saw Alan, it's probably when I did that documentary in Luton. Oh, do you know what? Nicest. I always had a smile on his face, no matter what was happening. Every time I saw him on a demo, if it was rain or snow, he'd be there with a massive smile on his face. God, the most cheerful fellow I could ever have met.
Yeah, and as I say, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the reason why we're talking about Alan. Because sadly passed away, had quite an extreme form of cancer, and it took him away from us. But we will never, as we've always said before, Tommy, we will never forget all of our fallen, all our patriots, all the people, because we remember them down history as time goes. We will never forget them. I know they'll be looking down and smiling on us, what we do as well. So, I see there's a little video I saw with Glenn was talking about it and played a bit of music, and that was very touching, very, very moving at the same time.
It was beautiful. I mean, Glenn's kickstarted the stage off, and Ronnie went up there, and I thought, right, I'm going to get my appeasement one done. Then Glenn came over to me and goes, oh, Tommy, we only have so much time, can you change your speech? I went, what about what? And he goes, oh, I'll just make it about gays and lesbians joining the EDL. I thought, oh, yeah, we've got nothing planned and all that. So he goes, don't worry about me, don't worry about it. And basically, Albert Burgess, oh, great speaker, guys. Watch his speech, that was brilliant, that. Glenn goes back up onto this stage and he goes, right, we've got another young speaker. We all know who it is. Tommy English, who runs the put his hand over the mic. Tommy, what do you run again? LGBT. And I thought, oh, God, what am I going to say? I thought, right, just wing it.
Yes.
And I just said what I said. People were saying that was the best way I could have ever done, because none of it was pre-planned.
And I've always said that to you before, the other night, Tommy. Sometimes if you put in front of cameras, it's probably when you do your best sort of thing, because you're thinking on your toes. You're thinking what's in what's in your mind. Am I right?
I was up there ranting and raving, just basically what a friend said. Look, them lot down there, bloody fascists, they need to realise that we are not the problem, they're the problem. They see how they acted, but they could be on Crime Watch Tuesday night.
I really went
up on them.
Tommy, Frank, what would you say about Tommy's speech? It was pretty good, yeah?
I actually saw one of the speakers got down, and then I saw the genuine look of surprise on Tom's face, when he got shanghaied. Honestly, you can't fake that one. No, he didn't even know anybody was looking. And he just spoke from the heart, and it just came out like, oh, it's brilliant. Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised. No, I'm not. I'm not surprised at all, Tommy, because I know that you're becoming a bit of an old hand now. You write all these little scripts together, but when it comes to it, you talk from your heart, you talk from your soul, and that's what comes through more. That's what interests people when they listen to you, a young patriot, and someone sort of who says the things that you say touches everybody's heart.
Oh, God,
it's on
YouTube. Oh, God, I've seen it. Someone
attacked me. No, Tom, relax, mate, because the magic is it's authentic. No matter how you say it, if it's authentic, people just know it.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. After the speech, we had another little memorial for Frank, and then we had a little casual walk back, and that's when it... I mean, there weren't no more skirmishes, was there, Frank? But you could hear them, and then one of them lobbed a sign at me. And I thought, something to burn later on. So basically, we took all these UAF posters home with us, and we ended up setting fires to them to keep warm. But I've just seen Kel. Is Kel still here?
I was going to say, John, don't do that again. There was a debate earlier. I don't know if you was listening earlier. There's been a debate on this, whether we should or not burn the... But I didn't realise it was you, and nobody else did either, because I was at the back.
No, I didn't.
I reckon we'll all have a different view on it now. I think it was brilliant, mate. Absolutely brilliant.
I'm sorry,
I missed it.
Well, I was going to say, my speech has been uploaded onto YouTube. I'll stick it on Kel's wall. Maybe she can play it for you.
Did you put it on my wall?
I'm just about to now, darling. I'm a bit. I want to hear it as well.
But do us a favour, though, chum. Don't do it again, mate, because the fumes were bloody horrible.
Oh, God, I don't.
I don't see it, Tommy. Oh, hang on. Let me go to my other page.
Twice refresh it, Kel.
Better twice refresh the BTR logo, eh?
I saw it burning. I don't know how he did it. That's all.
Oh, dear. But, yeah, I mean...
Where there's a will, there's a way. Isn't that right, Tom?
Yeah, that's just it. Yeah, I mean... do you know what? I'm still buzzing now. You can already tell by the way I'm talking.
I know you are.
You were speaking to
and
him
I'll tell you
wavelength.
What, I've also got to... You know, Eric, I did ask if Eric wanted to call in on the show... anytime, if you want to, Eric, it'd be always good to hear, because I know you was very busy yesterday. You was taking pictures, you was doing videos. If you want to call in, please do, buddy. It'd be great to hear you part of the panel. So it's up to you. If you'd just rather just have a chat in the chat, that's no problem. But Eric says, same here, Frank. I saw it burning, didn't know it was Tommy.
Oh, you know me, I'm always doing something to upset him. have you got the link yet, Kel? I should have gone through.
What's that, Tommy?
Did you get the link?
I'm still looking for it. Is it on, it's on my Facebook page?
Yeah, it's on your Facebook.
Okay, let me take a looky. Okay, let me go directly to... I went into my notes. I don't see it there.
All right, so... If I stick it on my wall, would that be all right?
Yeah.
Give that a go, Kel. See how that works.
It's 3 minutes long. So, yeah, I had 5 minutes. So I could have probably said a bit extra, but I didn't know much. Didn't want to take too much
time. Here it is.
Oh, you got it?
There you go.
I've got it.
Good on you.
I've got to be honest, I'm a bit nervous to hear it as well. This is the first time I'm going to be hearing it since I said it.
Oh, and it's on Agador's wall as well. Okay, you know what? I've got it. You give me two quick shakes of a lamb's tail, and I'll have it loaded in the studio.
Quick shakes.
There you go. I'll see you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for that,
you
Kel.
Bet.
I was going to say, we got Moving Forward here. It's one of our, one that is very much part of the chat room saying, good on you, EDL, for the demo. So there you go. That was from Moving Forward. And so there you go. Agador say, it's on my wall too, Kel.
Oh, I've
so
got
there
it.
You go.
Oh, this is fantastic. There. I'm working my little magic here. Here we
there you go.
Okay. Command.
Agador says, that's where I found it, Smokey. He said, if the audio's good enough, it's going on my show somehow, he said as well. That's Agador.
Oh, and Smokey says he can see it on my page. For some reason, I can't. And Jeff, you're right. I probably just had to refresh my page. Yeah, that's probably what's going on. But I've got her, baby. Download.
Oh, Eric's just saying
this
to
is
me.
So cool.
Eric says, Jeff, I can't Skype on my laptop. It don't have a camera. Eric, no problem at all, brother. No problem. But maybe sort something out, because we'd love to have you call in and to be part of our panel as well, Eric. You do so great works with the picture taking, with the videos, all those things. So it's always good to talk to the man behind who's taking the pictures and the videos, isn't it, guys? So how are we doing now, guys? Are we almost ready for the Tommy's speech from yesterday? With bated breath.
I tell you something, I agree with you on that one, Nick. I've not read it since I've said the thing. But it came across okay. People took on board what I was saying. I was just basically up there, waving me right at my left hand about going, we aren't going to take it anymore. I want us all to get up now. I want you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to put your head out the window and say, I'm as mad as hell. I aren't going to take it anymore.
I've got Agador saying here, Tommy, speech is going.
It is processing now in the studio. It is just about downloaded.
Absolutely awesome.
There we go. Cue the suspenseful music.
I've got it.
Oh.
Let me know, Jeff and Tommy, when you want me to play
it. Agador saying, feeling like I'm at a demo, waiting for Tommy to get up and
speech,
talk.
Speech.
That's
E-E-E-D-L.
E-E-E-D-L.
I've got it right here.
Well done, Kel.
Okay, let's play it.
Yeah,
here you go, Agador.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's listen to Tommy.
Mr. Tommy English in demo yesterday.
He's going to be killed first. He's good enough to stand up here as a gay person. And he's proud to stand up. So we need gays coming out with him on the streets to prove what our mission statement is about. Our mission statement is, we won't fear anybody. Anybody is welcome in EDL, colour, creed, or anybody. We will not tolerate Nazism. We will not tolerate racism. Soon as we find out, you leave. I'm not telling you to leave. You're not welcome, because we are mission statement, colour and creed. We're all together. We're fighting one cause. Million Islam. No surrender.
Good thinking to do. It's good to see so many of you here today. And once again, the fascist UAF proved themselves earlier on down the road. When will the people wake up that the EDL are not the problem? It's the fascists in the UAF that are the problem. The ones who appease Modern Islam. The ones who want to see me hanging from a crane. The ones who want to see me hanging from a crane just because I'm gay. This is 2014 in Britain. I thought homosexuality was accepted. People of other colours and religions accepted. But it's not. They say they fight for a diverse and multicultural society. They hate it. They come to gay bars and say, the EDL are going to kill me because I'm gay. I've been in this for 4 years and I've not had one single problem for any of you. Still, homosexuals are told that Islam can appease them because Islam is tolerant of homosexuals. We're rather than tell that those 4 gay teenagers in Iran that were hung from a crane last year, what about those 2 lesbian Palestinians who were stoned to death just because they were lesbian, or that one fellow who's bisexual and even stoned to death? Why is that that big smoke about the hands of the UAS, the ones who say are fighting for gay rights, but when we speak about it, we get called racist, fascist, homophobic Nazis? I can see you all now. Where are the Nazis? Where are the racists? They're not here. They're further on down that road. I get death threats on Twitter and Facebook. I get called a scummy queer. They can't wait to stone me. They can't wait to hang me. So I just say, do you know what? It's an honour and a privilege to die for my country, an honour to die for my sexuality. Lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgenders, wake up! Muslims are not your friends. They will tell you they are, but deep down, they want to see you hanging. Join the EDL today because we are the EDL. We are not racist and we're not violent and we're no longer silent. Thank you very much.
Respect to the man. Respect to Tommy. Well done, lads. Right, coming up.
Oh my god, Tommy, oh my god, I was watching
Fantastic. That
on the YouTube as well, and you didn't even have cliff notes, you had nothing in front of you, you were just, how did you deliver that? I could never do anything like that without a piece of paper
going,
in front of me.
I just kept going with it.
Great timing,
oh my
son. Well done, son, well done.
Well
Very
done,
That was it, and I think that reverberates right the way around the globe. Everybody that's listening to this show tonight, listen to that speech, Tom, and that was quite a stirring speech you gave there. As I say, I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of what we're doing within the English Defence League. And as I say, and it spoke for itself. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is what you tune in to the show for. This is one of the reasons to listen to people like Tommy, people like myself, speaking about the things that are so serious that's going on in our country, that people, just normal people, have stood up and said, this is not good enough. This is wrong. This is the reason why the EDL demonstrates and does the things it does, because we had not got the politicians to speak out, those dimmies, the dimmitude that we see that's like a cancer within our politicians. They're too scared. But we're not. People like Tommy's not. People like myself and other great people who's a part of this this great organisation will continue to do as we do. And great demonstration as yesterday. And I think, I will say, quite a successful day all around, Tom. That was a great speech. It's probably one of the best that I've heard. It was short, it was sweet, it was to the point, and it covered all the points that you really want to put across there. So well done,
Tom. I know Glenn
Tom.
Said he could feel the anger in my voice. He said that's exactly what he wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Passion.
And this is, as I say, it's on YouTube now, so this will probably just go viral. Tommy, you know, speeches like that, you know, they're the speeches that people listen down the wire, you know, down history, listen to great speeches like that. And what can say? Tim, you've been sitting quietly. What do you think? What did you think about Tommy's, Tim? I thought it was
brilliant, actually. And as Tommy said, he picked up on the passion and transmitted it to the crowd, and you could hear the crowd roaring their appreciation. So well done, Tommy. I think that was an excellent speech.
Well, basically, it was 2 seconds pre-planning. Tommy, get up there. What? Tommy, get up there. Okay, we've got another lad coming up. What? What?
It was like that time, Tommy, wasn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, at the time when I was thrust in front of the TV cameras, it was quick. You're speaking on behalf of the EDL today, but Bush, and I was in front of the cameras. You know, that's how it was with you yesterday, Tom. Right up there, weren't you? And you didn't have your script or nothing. And you probably done your best work there, Tom, didn't you?
Another part I particularly liked about my speech, they went out, and where are the racists and the Nazis? They're not down here. They're further on down that road. I thought, I was thinking to myself, oh, please, where are the news cameras? Please air that.
Yeah. Well, did you see many of the news cameras around? Was there many of the
ITV floating around? We had a couple of the anarchists' cameras following us.
Yeah,
I mean, they didn't dare take a picture of my flag. I can tell you that now, because we all stood there after the demo with our flags brailed out, walking up down. We stopped when he got to me, and after that, I was like, "Hey, hang on a minute, man, what do you think you're doing? You got all the flags."
Yeah.
He goes, "I don't want to get that flag. Oh, you're being like a fascist now. Don't you call me a fascist. I'll call you what I want to do, you fascist."
Oh, well done. What I'll say is it's absolutely tonight. The show so far has been fantastic with Frank, with Eric talking about what he was going on there, and yourself actually speaking about... I bet you do feel a bit tired today, though, Tommy, after all that travelling.
I straight to bed after the show. I'm up for work tomorrow.
Yeah, partying, and then you'll work tomorrow.
What do you reckon? To move it all on, to move it, try and organise a debate between Tom and Peter Tatchell.
Interesting.
He has dropped all his support for the UAF now, because he came to counter us at Tower of Hamlets, and the bloody MBL beat him up.
Yeah, they did.
He ain't dropped his
support.
He didn't drop his support, he just dropped his guts. Now, nail him. Nail him for all the bloody betrayal he's done.
Do you know what? It's surprised how many homosexuals don't even listen to Peter Tatch anymore for that reason, because he's supported far-right Islamism for so many years.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. The damage he's
done. I was going
you're going to let him sneak off and get away with it, get a cheap shot.
I would love to just sit there with Jeremy Paxford and Peter Tatch and just say, right, what I would say to BBC is, so if the EDL are far right, where is the LGBT branch of the National Front? Where is the LGBT branch of the BNP? There's the genuine far right.
Yeah, where's that goes back with a lot of gays to realise that now. I think most of Tatchell's supporters must have realised that now. That's why they've ducked out. But they shouldn't be allowed to get away with a cheap shot and run away. This is how it happens. There'd be another one diggling in, having a cheap shot, just gnawing away. We've got to nail them. We've got to stop them doing this. They've got to account for themselves.
Exactly.
Have you?
I mean that Alan Beggs threw the speech about treason. Oh God, that was great. That he said that the only way how a foreign power can give one country foreign laws if it's conquered that country. So he's talking about how the Islamists have basically conquered Tower of Hamlets and Bradford and Birmingham, places like that, and how how David Cameron and Tony Blair committing treason by allowing these Belgians in the European Union to dictate our laws. That's treason. And the fact that David Cameron has control over our Queen, treason.
Yep. Yeah. Did you get that?
Tom and Frank and everybody. But I noticed moving forward, saying, damn, post the demos a month out, I will fly over. So our moving forward wants to fly over. Well, I'm going to give you a date now. And it might be a bit short day, because we've got a demonstration coming up in Grantham on the 22nd of February. So I don't know some of you attending the Grantham demo?
Oh, well, I'll just pencil it in my very important EDL diary here. Grantham.
So there you go, guys. 22nd of February, Grantham. Moving forward, it might be a little bit, you needed about a month, didn't you, buddy?
Because
I think he wants to take part in one of our demos, Tom.
Yeah, come to Sheffield.
And if that is a little bit... Yeah, I was going to say, if I've got it, 22nd of February. 22nd of February, I'll write it down. So it's 22nd of February. We got maybe is this a regional one? Are we talking about, Tom? Is this a regional one?
Grantham's a regional and Sheffield. No, Frank, what's the next
Wakefield.
National? No, not Wakefield.
The National Wakefield or something like that.
No, Worcester won it.
Wolverhampton. Oh bugger. It's on the what's it?
It'll be up there, sir. Oh god, where was it?
It's not hard to find. Starts with a W, that's for sure. Yeah, but Eric
said March 22nd is the next national moving. So we've got moving forward. If you want to come over, if you want to fly over to the UK, March the 22nd is the next national, and we will keep you up. Anybody got any info on that date itself? Who have we got? Where are we supposed to be going? I haven't got it in front. I've got my other book there, but I can't find the dates. So
Grantham, it's on the 22nd.
That's a regional, Jeff. That's
a regional,
March 22nd is a national. So thank you very much for that, Eric. So if we can put some dates up there, maybe if Moving Forward wants to come and join us on the demonstration, we would really appreciate to have him on the ranks with us, wouldn't we, guys?
Come fly your American flag, mate. Always welcome.
Yeah, fly the American flag.
Might get Shanghai for a speech here. Watch out, be on your toes.
Yeah,
you might get the same thing as Tommy got.
Well, the thing is,
you're not allowed to do a speech moving.
Do a speech moving. We'll put you down with organisers. Say you've flown all the way from America to attend this demo. Imagine the amount of applause you're going to get. Imagine how the UAF supply.
There you go. Moving saying March 22nd sounds good. I can look up the tickets. So there you go. So moving forward, and I know everybody that listens to you, that's listened to you on the show, and all of all the EDL members out there would love to see you over here.
I'll come look after you, mate.
And he's a big lad. He'll look after you.
Well, if you're landing anywhere near Heathrow, get in touch. If you're landing in anywhere near Heathrow, get in touch. I'll sleep on the sofa. My bed's tall enough for you.
God bless you. So, great. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, and I'm not just
so, yeah, you've got a place. You get put up. I mean, guaranteed that you get somebody out there like Frank will put you up. And wherever we're going to have a demo.
I'll be very second mate with him because when he's had a couple of drinks, he feels a bit frisky. You might think it's... Basically, he might get a shower and you could be sat watching his telly come down in his little pink dressing gown, fluffy slippers with his curlers in and a face mask. Right, going to bed now.
Oh, wow. Much of just me, Super Bowl. I've just been informed that Super Bowl is on tonight. This is something our dear American friends absolutely love. And it is. It's quite exciting to watch science. Just let everybody know that. I'm actually a little bit surprised because somebody did say to me the other night, you might not have as many in the chat room this evening because everybody might be watching the Super Bowl. Well, guess what? We've still got a busy chat room.
Oh, yeah. That was Bigfoot that mentioned that on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a slow night. You only have 18 people in your chat room. What's going on here? Hagador, he just said Jeff, the kitten bowl was on earlier.
I was going to say, to actually finish the demo off, we actually held a flash demonstration in Rotherham for about an hour. We just basically stood outside the new football ground waving the EDL flag and people give us beeping their arms, flashing the lights, shouting, go on lads, as they go past us.
Isn't that so good to see? It's so different. Tommy, you've got to... The things have changed so much, so differently over the time. The EDL's been around almost 5 years, haven't they now? And to see the changes, the transformation from when we first started out, the couple of demonstrations and there was all sorts of problems and the way that it's gone along, the way that we've progressed, the actual global support that we've had as we've moved forward, it's been amazing. I don't know about you, Tommy, whether you still got to pinch yourself because it's an amazing journey that we're on, this roller coaster that we're on. I don't know if you would agree, and whether our panellists would agree, that it's just absolutely amazing where we came from, what we're doing now, and what's been achieved. And there's a lot more work still got to be done, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we've all said that for us to stop all the issues that we've got, it's going to take time. Even if we put these things to right, it's going to still take quite a while for things to go back to a type of normality. So that's how damaged our nations are, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, have we had the recent stories about Baby P's killer and also Lee Rigby's killer?
I'm sorry, Tommy.
Well, Lee Rigby's killer's gouged his doctor's eyes out and managed to save his doctor's eyesight. And Baby P's dad. You what, Frank?
Is that just lately? Just now?
Yeah, happened yesterday. And then Baby P's dad has converted to Islam today to avoid attacks on his life.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, mate, so I found the link for you. I'll stick it on your wall, Kel, so you can share that around for us.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy. But as I say, tonight we knew that we'd be expanding on what actually how things went yesterday. So yourself, Tommy, would you say it was a very successful in your eyes that you felt
brilliant,
good about?
Never. And
thing?
To top it off, no EDL arrests.
I know. There was 4 arrests, but that wasn't nothing. And I think, as you said, there was some altercations between the unwashed attacking the police and the police. They're going in and doing arrests. So it seems like it must have been some of those the unwashed scurvy ones, mustn't it, there, buddy?
Mm. Oh, always. I mean, I'd say there was more than 4 arrests. Oh. I mean, on their side, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Well maybe they just put a few in the van and then just let them go. Maybe that's what they, instead of booking them in like they would do because paperwork, maybe they just kept them in a van. Maybe they grabbed, say, 15, 20 of them and sort of half an hour later or an hour later, they'd let them go without any charges. They do that. They could do that, can't they, Tom?
Well, The so horribly violent. I mean, basically, when you look at the tactics of the SA did in the 1920s and early 30s, it's basically just the same tactic. It really is. Just, you know, smashing through the police and attacking those who are against you or promote different ideas. I mean, what is multiculturalism? Give me an honest answer. What is diversity? Basically, what I see, where everybody gathers together. You don't walk down the street and think, oh, there's someone who's non-white, there's someone who's Indian. You don't think of as a person, but no, these UAF, there's a black man, there's a Muslim, there's an Indian, there's a gay person, there's a lesbian person. Everyone's different. We're not different, we're all equal. We've just got different backgrounds.
Yeah.
That doesn't make us not equal in any way. We're all equal.
I like that comment, Tommy. I was going to say, Tom, we haven't done a roll call this evening, and I was wondering if our dear Kel...
I'm going to suit off now, guys, because I'm falling asleep.
Well, Tommy, I was going to say, I know, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy, he's been very busy. He hasn't really had a lot to sleep, so he's going to shoot off a bit quick tonight. He wants to get his head down, because he's got work. He's a working man, so he's going to be up early. So, Tommy, once again, I've got to thank you for coming in and giving us a great debriefing tonight. And also, once again, guys, what a great speech Mr. Tommy English made yesterday. Absolutely awesome. So, Tommy, God bless you, bruv. And I'll speak to you soon. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow sometime. Okay, then, buddy? You have a good one. Get your head down then.
Right, I'm falling asleep. Good night, all. God bless. Stay safe, not forgetting.
No surrender ever.
Good night,
and
Tommy.
I'm going to bed.
Tommy, yeah. Tommy and Frank, oh, my gosh. What a fantastic show. What a beautiful debriefing. Gentlemen, thank you so very much. Tommy and Frank, I'm glad that you are home safe, as I am with Eric in the chat room and everybody else that was at the Slough rally. Congratulations on a job well done.
All right, good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweet dreams, mate.
I was... Well, as I say, once again, well done, Brett. You know, I'm very proud of you all, what you've done yesterday. And with all the aggravation that was coming your way, the way you kept control of things and that, I think it's fantastic, as usual. So I was going to say, Kel, if it's okay, could you possibly do a roll call for this evening? Because it's been buzzing the chat room, Kel.
Oh, I absolutely could do a roll call. No problem there.
Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, you are listening to the East Anglian CDL radio program with your host, Jeff Mitchell. And this evening, his panelists were Tim Burton, Tommy English, our Frank, dear Frank, and Kel Fritzy. And we have in the chat room joining us this evening is Agador and Bigfoot, Cap, Drake's Drum,
yes.
Eric Kyle. We have numerous guests here, Jeff, and guests, welcome, and thank you very much for being here. Grab an ID and join the chat. Have your say. We have Moving Forward, Paul Alexander, Rem Soldier, Smokey from Texas. We had various people pop in and we pop out, and one honorable mention, of course, is Sarah Bella. But we also have people who are listening on audio devices, and that is our Sweet Sue from New Mexico. She had to leave, but she was here, and she was rooting our Tommy on. So, Sue, thank you so very much. One who works behind the scenes of this radio program as well and ensures that everybody on Twitter gets the link to join us. We also want to thank everybody who listens in archive, because we know you do. We want to thank you very much for paying attention to what this panel and this host has to say. We are eternally grateful. And there you go, Jeff.
Thank you, Sam. Absolutely fantastic, as usual. And for everybody that's been in the chat room tonight, been listening, who's been following what we've been talking about tonight, we've done something a little bit special tonight. We had a debriefing, and it was great, because there was Tommy's speech was actually played in the show. So maybe late when somebody hasn't don't get to get a chance to listen to the show tonight, a live show, then they'll catch the speech on the archive later. That's the great thing about Blog Talk Radio, isn't it, Kel? Because of our, you know, we've got these things that people can listen to the shows later on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a catalogue of our shows, and what can we say? Just guys, if you miss us, don't worry. Look down the catalogue. You guarantee that you'll be able to grab one of them shows that you missed. So, but once I got, my goodness me, tonight it's been a great night. For one thing, is because a lot of people don't really know what goes on. Some people who just tuning in, not too sure about the demonstrations there, because the media doesn't cover it, does it, Kel? How many times have we talked about that, Tim? How many times, Tom, Kim, you, Tim, we've talked about these things? They don't cover it. And that's what we wanted to do right from the beginning. We wanted to show people out there exactly what goes on when we're at demonstrations and to the afters, when we have a debriefing, and people, you know, Tommy and people like Frank, people like Eric, who's at the demonstrations. Eric was taking a lot of pictures and videos. Frank was being a part of the whole setup, and I think everybody had a great time yesterday, as we normally do. And the only trouble that you normally do find, and you see the way that the newspapers put it, English Defence League, trouble at an English Defence League demonstration. This is what they want to lead their papers by. They're not saying that where that it came from. The trouble actually came from the opposition, the ones who these leftists are writing about, David Cameron's cronies and things like that. They don't write about that, do they? That's it. They just want to try to put us in a bad light. But guess what? It's not working. You media out there, it's not working. People can see above what you've been doing, the misinterpretation, the way you put things. Everybody's seen through it now. You're transparent. Everybody's got you bang to rights, haven't they?
It's better than not working, Jeff. It's actually having the opposite effect now. It's got
exactly. I would agree with that. Tim, you haven't got a lot of favours for talk about with the media, have you, Tim? You don't like too much.
Well, no, I've probably made my views fairly clear about the mainstream media over the time that I've been on EDL Blog Talk Radio. What can I say? I mean, they are what they are. They've been getting progressively worse for a number of years, and now they steadfastly refuse to report anything that is on the side of goodness and truth, and they seem to have aligned themselves totally with everything on the left, which is
an evil.
It's an evil thing, and it means we do have an uphill struggle. But on the bright side, we do see the alternative media, that is us as citizen journalists. Yeah. Reporting on Blog Talk Radio, other forms of social media like Twitter and Facebook, and all the people out there in the counter jihad and the associated movements that will report things as they really are, not as the mainstream media would like us to believe, and we are becoming more and more influential by the day. So it's not all bad news, because yes, the mainstream media do report it with a very, very strong left-wing bias, but if their audience is shrinking and shrinking and our audience is growing and growing, then maybe this will be a self-correcting phenomenon. I certainly hope so.
Well, I think that's a great way to put things, because they realise that they're not onto no winning things with what they're doing in misreporting on things that we talk about. And that'd be great to see a day like that, where you actually see some of these journalists actually starting to speak above the parapet, instead of, if you say that, then you can lose your job over it. And this is what the problem with journalism is: they get warned by the guys that's running the paper that if you write anything that's not quite right, you can lose your job over it. So it's quite obvious that this is the way that they tend to report on how they're being directed to.
I don't think there's a great deal that we can do about the mainstream media, but what we can do is support the alternative media that I was just describing as much as we can. And if you know anybody at all who is involved in maintaining a website or a blog or anything where they're politically active in the way that we are, support them if you can. A lot of these little sites have got donate buttons there. If you can spare a pound or two, support them, because they are going to become the most influential people over time in comparison to the mainstream media, I feel sure. And I know I keep banging on about it, but you know what I'm going to say next. To see the truth of this, you've only got to look at that poll that was on the BBC Sunday Morning Live back in October, where 95% of people on that poll reported that they thought that it would be a good idea for the EDL to have their platform in order to espouse their views. Now, that never would have happened if the mainstream media had maintained the control over the minds of the population that they used to. What's happening now is that people are getting their news from all sorts of different sources, and the mainstream media are becoming less and less influential. As an example of this, the number of times I've been approached either over the phone or with letters coming through the door from newspapers asking me if I will subscribe to newspaper subscriptions at knockdown prices, because these newspapers are just not selling in the way that they used to, and they're trying to find ways
exactly.
to make ends meet.
Tim, I'm going to have
just
to cut
another,
you off a bit
yeah.
short there,
oh,
bro,
yeah,
because
I'm
we've
sorry,
got about
I'm,
60 seconds
yeah.
to finish the show this
okay.
evening, the
I'll
live part of the show.
I'll leave it there and pick it up another time.
Thank you
yeah,
so much.
Yeah.
Carol, Frank.
Yeah, do that, mate. What's following you?
And Tommy. And all the panel tonight, thank you so much, guys. We will be back again this Thursday. We'll probably be discussing a little bit more about what we've been talking about tonight. You never know. So with that, from myself, from Tim, Kel, Tommy, Frank, and everybody else associated with the East Anglia's EDL Radio Show, good night, take care, stay safe, God bless you all. And not forget, from myself, from the panellists, no surrender, no surrender ever. And we are
no
going underground with about 40
seconds.
No surrender.
Good night, guys.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, Craig. Love you all. Good night, everybody.
Quite happy as I got. People might say that I should strive for more. But I'm so happy I can see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigades. And I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, it costs and of mine. My new deal of tax was for Tommy's prime. Then the public gets what the public wants. Pleasure as I hate me, I've been enough for any of my fate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through the facts. You see, here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
Again into archives. I keep making myself laugh when I say
archive.
That. And I don't care. But I've just noticed, and I was taken away with. I was just saying to Kel, because just wanted to make a mention to some of the other great radio shows on Blog Talk Radio tonight. And because I'm still buzzing from with Tommy and with Frank and with Eric and everybody that was associated with the demo yesterday, it totally went over my head a little bit. And my apologies, Kel, and to Tim.
No, it was great. It was great. Oh, my gosh, the debriefing was fantastic. I changed the show title of the show to The Slough Debriefing. It was great.
Oh,
and Tommy,
oh
my
you,
gosh,
Kel.
It was so good. It was really good.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, I just put myself on mute and put myself on speaker and was just sitting here and listening. It was fantastic, Jeff.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And as I say, I'm so sorry. I just was, because I was still so hyped up with, listening to Tommy's speech. You know, it's the first time. The same as himself heard it. And it was amazing, Kel.
It was fantastic. And, yep, Dave... it was sent to me on my Facebook page.
I've been sitting here daydreaming about that. It got me thinking that I really would like to see him get those bloody other Tim, what's his name, Peter
Tablet.
Tatchell, not all that lot, Peter Tatchell. I'd really like to see that debate. And,
I think Sommy would absolutely be the perfect person for it as well.
It wouldn't have occurred to me if I had the word Tom. That's how perfect it seems to me. But it's not for. We can't have them frightened. They won't come out. See, Peter Tatchell, he's been somehow or other. I mean, a while back it was, and not a very pleasant experience to be gay. I know that. I'm not gay myself, but I know that's a fact. It's been horrible.
Yeah.
There was a lot of hypocrisy. All the judges finally come out of the closet and decided that they're not going to be. You know, it's getting too ridiculous. They've got to decriminalise it, or they're going to end up hanging themselves. That's how it came about. And then Pete, but it was still a bit full. You know what I mean? So it's not against the law anymore, but everybody still mistrusts the idea and thinks everything. It's a really heavy duty male over testosterone attitude. What happens is they look at a woman and go, they're like the Muslims, they look at a woman and go, "Whoa, look at that," and that's it. That's all they can see. And then when they look at an homosexual bloke, they think they're rapists as well. I mean, they would rape, and they're frightened. They're thinking,
it's just give a stereotype of a look towards people, and as I say, people like Tommy. I've known quite a few people, but who's the same as Tommy? And I've got nothing but respect. And you know, I look people like you, Frank. I look people. It's not about whether people's gay, gender, or whatever they might be. It's just people are people, aren't they, in the end, Frank? You know?
People are just like people.
Now, anybody with any bloody sense who just takes people at face value and accepts them for who they are, I mean, if you're frightened that he's going to just whip your trousers down and throw you over an edge, I mean, that's something in your own head that is not right. You know, that's related to the way you look at women. There's something in your own head. You know, the lady doth protest too much, as they say.
Little crips that Frank puts in there. You know, there's very some things are really meaningful there, Frank, and I like those little things that you put in when we're discussing things. But no, some very good points there. But you know, I look at Tommy. I know like Kel does. Tommy, I feel like he's like my other grandson, and I look at him that way. You know, we got that sort of thing, like, you know, and I think it's nice. And I know Kel. Kel's online son, isn't it, Kel? Tommy
mm-hmm.
is.
And you know what? I'm kind of mad at Tommy, though.
Oh, my goodness me.
What's he done?
We had a breakfast date, and he missed it.
He
was partying, Kel, probably. He only got about an hour's kip.
I know.
He's a party animal, wild Tommy. I don't know how he does it.
You'll have to get one of those 3D printers, Kel. You can send him a bacon sandwich.
Frank.
There you go, Frank. I was going to say to you tonight, and I think myself and Tim would like to say, what a great debriefing you give tonight as well, sharing your experience on the road. It was really interesting to me.
It was the same as Tommy, mate. It was just like telling it. I'm still bubbling from it. You know, every time I go to a demo, I wake up in the morning thinking, oh dear, that snooker all looks good. Never mind, duty calls. And every time I go home, I'm coming thinking, yeah, I'm glad I've done that. That's what gets me out of bed, man.
It certainly doesn't. You've travelled about a bit yourself, Frank, and you go here, you go there. The same with Eric and Tommy. And you know, it's just, it just motivates you. You know that you want to get up, you've got to go. There's a great demonstration you want to go to, and that's it. It's and on your way. And and at the end of it, it's you just get the buzz from it, don't you? It's the adrenaline. The only thing about it is you do get a bit of the blues a little bit, don't you? You think, oh, my goodness me, when's the next one? Oh, it's not until quite. It's not for a few weeks, isn't it? I know that's what Tommy how he thinks about it.
To tell you the truth, mate, I'm 65 now, and that cold did hurt a bit yesterday. And
did it really?
I'm glad I got a
couple. I hope you wrapped up well, Frank. Don't you get pneumonia?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I don't dress for fashion anymore.
No.
Who's that think song used to be by the Kinks? Do you remember? Dedicated follower of fashion. Oh, these days, giving me carpet slippers.
Well, no. I mean, Kel always gets dressed up for the radio show. I mean, she tells me, you know, little black off the shoulder number. Yeah.
I don't always bulk up my brain, though, but I do get dressed up. I get the lipstick on, and I'm all there, and I'm all raring to go.
Yeah.
Good. Well, what's up these bandages, Gail? I'll tell you that now. You always look very smart on that, and in your best suit that you're wearing, and you know, really sort of like a proper a TV presenter sort of thing. I've been so impressed.
I look fantastic.
No
4 o'clock in the morning too. Early morning reporter.
But anyway, I was going to say, Kel, because everything was going over the top of me, and I was still buzzing the same like with Frank and Tommy. But you've got some great shows coming up this week. My goodness me, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the archives, and we should have done a quick mention just before, but I noticed the time run away from me, literally run away from me. But Kel and Tim, would you like to talk a bit about some great shows that you two have got coming up this week? And our listeners, I know that they'll be tuning in definitely when they listen. What great guests you got on this week with that.
I'll let you handle that one, Kel.
Oh, absolutely. Tim and myself, we have some fantastic guests appearing on the Red Fox Blogger, where we co-host on Mondays, and on Freedom Loving Infidels of the Radio Jihad Network, where we co-host on Tuesdays. Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, our guest is going to be Paul Weston of Liberty GB. And on Tuesday at the Freedom Loving Infidels, heard on Radio Jihad Network at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, our guest is going to be Dr. Bill Warner, who is a counter-jihadist who looks at Islam in a completely different way. He is initially a mathematician, and he took Islam and he broke it down into components. We're going to be discussing in particular his article, The Most Despised People in the World, and of course that would be the Jews and the Christians, but something else that we're going to do is that we will be, Bill Warner is embarking on a new mission, and that is the Voice for the Voiceless, and so we will be discussing that as well. So, yep, Jeff, me and Tim, Tim and myself, rather, we're going to, it's a busy, busy week for us.
Certainly is.
And about, also, got Mr. Paul Weston on as well.
Yeah, Monday he'll be on.
That's quite exciting, isn't it? I like Paul, and Paul is definitely, Mr. Paul Weston is definitely the politician that I'm keeping a very close eye on, because I like what he's got to say, and he speaks the way I feel, the way Frank feels, the way Tim feels.
He can feel our pulse. He knows what it's all about. And people like himself and Liberty GB, I don't know about the next election, but I reckon in the next few years, Liberty GB are really going to take off big time. I just know it.
Let's hope. Because Liberty GB, if people are interested, please visit the libertygb.org.uk and donate.
Please
donate to their, they need to raise £5,000 so that they can put their deposit in for the Euro elections. Please do that. But also as well, visit libertygb.org.uk and help to fund Liberty GB's Tim Burton against the hate crime charges. Donate to his legal fund as well. And there's a donate button right there. It's right on the right side of the page at the very top, ladies and gentlemen. Please, free the Birmingham
one. I hope you don't mind me asking, Tim and Kel, how is things going with the donate button at the moment? Has people been putting a few bob in there?
It is working.
It's nice for our listeners to know that, isn't it? It's nice.
Yeah, it is working. I've had a couple of calls from people who weren't quite sure how to make the button work from outside the United Kingdom, because if you click on the country of origin that is at the top of the page, it doesn't refresh correctly. And what I found that you need to do is you have to put the amount of money into the box first and then click on the country of origin, and then the page refreshes correctly. It's just a little glitch that PayPal have with that button, but
because if people are listening, and there's a lot of people out there who want to donate, Tim, as you know. There's a lot of people, a lot of our dear American friends, Australian friends, you know, there's people from all over the world would like to donate because it's so important what you're doing for freedom and liberty and all the great things that you're standing there for. So it's nice to know that they'd just be able to just go and you'd put their donation into the box. And away they go. So thanks for informing everybody out there a little bit.
Yeah.
There is a little glitch.
Just like to say thank you very much to everybody who has donated. And as I get the notifications, I do try and reply individually. But thank you to everybody who's donated so far. And hopefully what we will find that if we can defeat this particular charge at the magistrate's court level, then hopefully it'll go a long way towards covering the legal costs involved with that. There's always a possibility, of course, that it might go on to Crown Court level if I have to appeal the decision, but rest assured that I'm going to take it all the way as far as I can, as far as it's physically possible for me to take it. I'll take it all the way to have this resolved, because the issues are just so important with free speech in our country under threat from encroaching Islamisation.
I hope you don't mind if I just interject there. So, ladies and gentlemen, now this, if you're listening to what we're talking about now, this is so important, what Tim is doing. It is so, so important. And any donations will help our fight. If you know what's going on, and most of you do, you're pretty savvy like we are, and you realise that you need to do something, this is your time. This is the time to stand up and put you out, or just put your hands in your pocket, dig down a little bit, because people like Mr. Tim Burton are fighting this good fight, that Tim's taken, he's taken the balls by the horn, and thought, right, I'm going to have my day, and I'm going to take this as far as I possibly can. And with that sort of thing, ladies and gentlemen, it takes money, okay? So just, be generous, put your hands in your pocket. We're not saying how much, but, you know, just do what you can, because our dear friend Tim will be taking the stand in not too far in the future, the 18th of February,
So it's
well,
come,
yeah,
same.
Can I
chip in a minute here?
That
can I chip in a minute here, please?
Yeah, go
can
on,
chip
Frank.
In a minute here? Well, the thing is,
you go ahead, buddy.
It's only, it's not just if anybody's isn't, or if anybody get the idea that it's just save Tim. It ain't. Tim's put himself here spontaneously, and he's not backing off. And I hope he's gonna. Well, I hope he's gonna carry it on and not just scotch all this rhubarb, but actually nail that bugger for being the bloody grief mongering.
Yeah, grievance mongering.
I'll tell you something,
Frank. If I get nothing else out of this, the very fact that I've put mendacious grievance mongering Takiya artist into the public lexicon, that is
rewarding
itself. I'll tell you that
now.
I don't care if they give me 7 years transportation for that. It was all worth it.
Don't go in there on the defence, mate. There's
your colony days, honestly.
If I actually do get 7 years transportation, at least I'll be able to go and visit Mike Holt in Australia and help support Australia. So it's
oh, and
that.
You know what? One thing we don't want to do.
Anyway, sorry, I beg your pardon, chaps. What I meant to say, what I meant to carry on with was, so if anybody's listening, a couple of pints, this is not just save our cat, this is save yourself. A couple of pints, get this rolling, we'll have it rolled back in no time. It's better that each of us give a penny each and get £10,000 than one bloke lashes out big money. I'll shut up. I'll take the hint. Who done that?
It's not me.
What's
going
on there?
Yeah.
That's a very, very upset cat. And that's what we don't want to do to Tim. We don't want to upset Tim.
Oh, no. No, that's all right.
I've got it now.
Is somebody trapped in Moz?
Yeah, I reckon. Right.
One last
bit of news. Just to say, we haven't had any other Liberty GB radio programs on in the last 6 weeks or so, but we are going to have two Liberty GB radio programs in the next 10 days or so. The first one is going to be on Thursday, the 6th of March, at 6th of February at 7 o'clock. GMT, and we are going to have Bill Warner again. I say again, because obviously we'll be talking to him on Freedom-Loving Infidels on Tuesday, as Kel mentioned, but we've got him talking to Paul Weston directly on Thursday, the 6th of February. And on Thursday, the 13th of February, we are going to have a very special guest, Robert Spencer of Jihad fame. And he and Paul Weston, again, are going to be talking on Liberty GB Radio at 7 o'clock on Thursday, the 13th of February. So there's a couple of dates for you
to keep me informed, won't you, Tim? Tim, you know my Facebook. Put it on my Facebook page, whatever, brother, okay?
Okay, yep, I shall do that.
Really appreciate it.
Send us an email and a link, please, Tim, because I'm
really...
Yes, I
will. I've got to get the Blog Talk Radio programs lined up. But as soon as I've done that, then I'll send everybody a link. But
well,
I just
what
thought
can I say, Tim? Well done. My goodness me. And this is what I'm, that's what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to see my dear friends, and I class Tim as one of my friends, and people like Kel, my dear friends, you know, shows with some great people on. And this is what we wanted to do from the beginning, is to have this platform for people to speak about the things that these people out there trying to silence us about doing, and they won't do it. And all we're doing now is people are opening their ears more to what we're saying, because we are the truth. So we're the ones with the truth. This is what we're not going to take no crap from what the politicians tell us. We know what's going on, and it's only right that you, our listeners out there, know exactly what's going on as well. And that is our place. That's what we do, is to bring any information, any news, and without any spin or anything like that, we tell you the way it is. And people like Tim and Kel and another great host, Vito Espirito with the Radio Jihad Network, and Al, and everybody associated with what we do. We're in this together, ladies and gentlemen. We know that this is an uphill fight. But you know what? I'm starting to feel really good about things. I don't know about you, Tim. I know that you can go through a little
do.
Bit.
Yeah, I do. I mean, every week when I come on either the EDL Blog Talk Radio Show or when Kel and I do the Red Fox Blogger or Freedom Loving Infidel, I get a feeling of confidence every week that just grows and grows and grows. And it's not just that I'm getting more used to talking on the radio. I'm getting feedback from people who are saying what a great thing it is that we can do this kind of thing and bring so much information and entertainment as well as information to people who otherwise wouldn't get it. I think Kel feels the same way about that. Is that right, Kel?
I do. I absolutely do. And it's reflective. I probably have more friend requests, for example, on Facebook, and I have more people joining my Infidels or watching Facebook page. I have people in the chat room who know who I am, what I'm up to, my earnestness in informing people about the scourge. And the reception I get in the chat room when I appear is just overwhelming. The private messages that I get from people, the feedback that I get from people, and the reception of those rather prolific counter-jihadists who know what I'm up to and are happy to appear on the radio programs, people like Pamela Geller and Dr. Bill Warner and Paul Weston. They know that we're doing something right, and they are offering their voices in solidarity to help us get the message out. I'm very grateful for that.
That's what I'm saying. We stand hand in hand together with this what we've got before us, and we will go through it together. As some of us might not see to the end, and we do know that it's going to take time before, you know, everything's set in motion. But I think what we're doing, we've definitely, I can see a light at the end of that dark tunnel. That with the way that the politicians and the way the political correctness, the human rights crap that's been forced down our throats over years, people have seen above it now and are moving forward. And that is, it's really enlightening. And I know that at the end of the day, my job will be done. And, my relatives can look back and say, well, you know, what did Jeff do? He did this and he done that for the EDL and he was an anti-jihadist. Oh, my goodness. You know, that is it. That's our legacy. That's your legacy, Tim. That's mine. That's Frank.
Yeah.
That's Kel's. That's everybody's associated with what we do. We do fight. But we are the light. The darkness is Islam. The darkness is what we got around us. But as I say, we're the beacon of light that shines out there. We continue to do that. And
I tell you,
my goodness,
thing I do.
Yeah, just before you do, Frank.
Can I share a
I've just got to say, guys, I've got to drop off the line now because I need to get ready to make a phone call to America. I've got to actually phone up Dr. Bill Warner at 11 o'clock. But before I do that, I've just discovered that one of my Yorkshire Terriers has thrown up on me, and I've got to go and get the phone as well.
Oh, God. See, that always happens to you, Tim.
I'm going to have to say goodbye to you guys.
I'm sorry about that.
Go
and do what you've got to do, me old chum. Right. Tim, I'll talk to you soon, okay, buddy?
Get that,
okay, so you take care, guys, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for
cheers,
now.
Buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow, Tim.
Yeah, talk to you tomorrow, Kel.
You
bye.
Have
see you, Frank.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
See you, Frank. Bye, good night, Tim. Everybody. Good night.
It always happens to Tim, doesn't it? Nothing like that happens to me.
I think that was my fault, you know. Perhaps the dog, Yorkie, I was getting a bit sentimental. Perhaps the dog was listening.
Oh, right. Anyway, I'm going to say, guys, as I say, it's coming up to 11. We've had half hour the archives, and I think we've had a great archive this evening. I don't know if you agree, Frank and Kel. It's been great as usual. Kel, once again, I've got to thank you for the great work that you do. Thanks for changing the title of the show as well. And because when I a little bit later on when I can just post it around on the Facebook, it's nice when it's you can people can see the debriefing and that, and it makes it very interesting for everybody to listen to as well, doesn't it, Kel?
Mm-hmm.
So
it
thank you so
does.
Much for all the great work you do. I'm still buzzing, you know that, don't you, from yesterday?
Yeah, I do.
I know Frank
it was a brilliant.
Not asleep.
It was a brilliant, brilliant show. Well done.
Thank
kudos.
You, Kel. Thank you. Well, it's all, we've all said this, haven't we, Kel, that this is everybody putting the shows together, you know, the different work, but we're all in this together, and we just keep pushing forward and do what we do. I love doing what I do. I know you do, Kel.
Yeah.
And Frank, I know you. You love coming on to the show as well, don't you, bro? It's always great to hear you, especially the debriefing was absolutely excellent tonight. Thank you so much, mate. Thanks. And,
it goes too soon.
Yeah, it certainly does, mate.
Thanks for
having
me, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say, I'm just looking for something what we can close the show down with tonight.
I've got something here.
Have you really? I'm going to leave it up to you, Kel. So I was just going to...
No, if you have something in mind, you go for it, because actually I'm trying to download a song and it's still processing, so I don't know what is
really
going on here. I was going to go with Little Boy Soldier,
yeah,
but if you have something else, because
song
I wanted to play us out with.
I was going to play This Is My England.
That's a good one. Oh,
Frank, what do
you know that's
Frank?
One of my favorite songs. Oh,
I know,
Jeff.
Kel.
A Man After My Own Heart. Oh, yes, that's perfect. That is so perfect. Thank you.
Frank, would you think, do you like that, mate? This Is My England.
Certainly a fight.
Okay then, buddy. Well, I'll speak to you soon, Frank. As I say, thanks for the debriefing tonight. God bless you, bruv. Kel, awesome job as usual.
You bet. Frank, as always and as usual, wow, thank you so very much. You just made the show today with the debriefing. Fantastic stuff. Oh, gosh, Frank. I'm sending you a big, huge bouquet of flowers.
Thank you. I've just found there's a little bit more of debriefing that I left out. It was from a bloke got up and made a speech, Mr. Albert Burgess, ex-policeman, and on the first page it says, "A constitution is the property of a nation and not those who exercise government." And that's the first page. I'm gonna, he was selling the book there, and I'm going to go through this. I'll tell you what. Oh, I'll have something to say next Thursday, I promise.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, that's caught me. You know, Frank, maybe we can expand a little bit on that. I'm really interested in what you just said.
That's right, mate.
Okay. Well, we'll see you dispersed anyway, Frank. You'll be there Thursday, won't you?
Oh, I'm full of it. See you then.
Okay, buddy. God bless you. And for myself,
God bless
Phil,
you, Frank.
Frank, Tim, Tommy, and the team tonight, it's good night. We're going to sign off with This Is My England. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Jeff. Good night, Frank.
Good night.
This is my England, land of my creed, birthright and heritage, by act and by deed. This is my freedom, this is what I am. This is my England, this is my land. Too English for some, or so it seems. Is that too much tradition? Days of yore and village greens. Is there too much pride in St. George for them to understand that England's more than life itself to every Englishman? Once bugles blew triumphant news, we were proud when our nation's flag flew. Englishness is a feeling deep within, it's the love of our country in the hearts of men. This is my England, land of my creed, birthright and heritage, by act and by deed. This is my freedom, this is what I am. This is my England, this is my land. We seem to be too English, well, we won't let it go. This green and pleasant land is part of all our soul. Like Shakespeare, Shaw and Agincourt, our history's golden dreams. Don't be careless with our memories and all that England's been. Once bugles blew triumphant news, we were proud when our nation's flag flew. Englishness is a feeling deep within, it's the love of our country in the hearts of men. This is my by act and by deed.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, Kel. It's a great, great tune.
I love that song.
Hey, I think it rounded up a great show we've had tonight, Kel. Honestly, it's been and Tommy's speech. What can I say? I'm still buzzing from that. He was amazing.
Oh, he was. I'm so proud of everybody that turned out at the Slough Rally, and I'm glad it was a success.
Yeah, me too, Kel. Me too. As I say, we never know how these things are going to turn out, and they did seem like there was some of the opposition did try to cause them quite a few problems, but they was dealt with. You know, they was dealt with, and the demonstration was a total success. Anyway, I'm going to let you go now. Kel,
you
thank you so
you
much
too.
For your all the work that you do. I'm so proud of you as well. So good night, darling. And you have a great evening.
Thank you, sweetie.
I will see you and everybody else back here on Thursday, 8:30 Greenwich Mean Time.
Are you up for a quick Skype call?
I most certainly am, young lady.
Okay. I'll let you refresh your tea. I'll talk to you in a minute.
See ya. This is the East Anglian ZDL Radio Show. Myself and Kel, we're signing off for the evening. Good night, guys. See you.
Good night, guys.